This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Some of us, since the pandemic hit, haven't really had it so bad. We've been able to work from home and so kept exposure to the virus relatively low while still people were really worried about the virus. And we've had lots of flexibility around how and where we work. Well, there's some new research from the Brookings Institution and the Minneapolis Fed's Center for Indian Country Development that shows remote work could help address what's chronically been a huge challenge for tribal economies, people who have to leave to find work in their chosen fields. But as Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports, a lot of Native American workers are being left behind in the remote work revolution.
Malia Noor has a job she's passionate about, working on suicide prevention in Native communities. But she'd like to do that work closer to the rural Southeast Alaskan village where she grew up.
Part of the reason that we're experiencing such drain in our villages is that people are forced to move to these huge hubs.
Like the Portland metro area, where she lives now. She's able to sometimes work from her home office, but not from her Tlingit homelands.
In order to do the work that we need to do to help our people and get further in this world, we have to leave our villages.
And Noor says that distance makes it harder to be a good relative and community member. Jordan Dresser knows what she means. He studied journalism in college, knowing his work would take him away from his reservation in central Wyoming.
I worked at different newspapers across the country in Denver and North Dakota and Salt Lake City.
Now, as chairman of the Northern Arapaho Business Council, he sees that as part of a larger problem. The tribe makes big investments in getting its citizens educated. Some go to college, they get fancy degrees.
Unfortunately, a lot of times we don't have the accommodations to employ those individuals.
There are only so many white-collar jobs in tribal government or in the reservation's small border towns.
So they're going to have to seek employment outside of the reservation here in Wyoming or maybe even out of state.
Dresser sees a role for remote work in addressing this problem.
It would make me feel good that as somebody who has a degree in classical literature, that they would be able to work for a university or somewhere else completely outside of these borders, but still be able to live here.
The problem, says Matthew Gregg with the Minneapolis Fed,
no one is accessing the remote work environment as little as the American Indian Alaska Native population.
At the height of the pandemic, he says the share of Native people working remotely was 25% less than the share of white people.
One of the key reasons is that there's employment differences between whites and Native Americans.
Native workers are overrepresented in fields we've come to know as essential, like healthcare and service work, and underrepresented in office jobs. Gregg says the telework gap has since narrowed, but occupational differences no longer explain the gap.
In fact, within occupations, there's a racial disparity.
Gregg and his co-author Robert Maxim at the Brookings Institution have some ideas about what else might be going on.
The first is access, or I should say lack of access, to broadband internet.
Maxim says Native households, especially in rural areas, are less likely to have a high-speed connection. They're also more likely to be multi-generational and sometimes overcrowded.
And that means that they have less space from which they can physically work at home.
Like a lot of challenges in Indian country, Maxim says these are the result of decades of underinvestment in tribal infrastructure, a problem that becomes cyclical when tribes can't hold on to their most educated citizens.
Outmigration makes it more difficult for individual tribal citizens to maintain ties to their culture and their fellow citizens. And then for Native nations as a whole, right? When you know, population loss weakens their ability to operate as sovereign political entities.
Maxim says the goal is for Native people to be able to work in any field they choose while staying active and invested in their tribal communities. Pulimana Joshfema has found that balance. She's Hopi and grew up in Arizona, but went away to New Hampshire for college.
I was a little homesick. I miss the mountains and I miss the sunsets and the land here. I just really felt the need to come back.
Graduating at the height of the pandemic, when remote work was so common, made getting home a lot easier. She works for a nonprofit in Portland, just like Malia Noor, but she gets to do that work from Tucson.
Just even being here in the desert, that makes a huge impact on my overall well-being and my mental health.
And for her connection to her nation, now that she's just a few hours' drive away, not a cross-country plane ride. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.